This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Please say you love me. Hello, beautiful people. Here we are again. I missed you guys so much. Did you miss me? Yeah. You are on Dudu's Breakfast Pan African Radio, and you're listening to your main baby girl, Medium. Welcome back to Lover's Nest Show. Thank God for another wonderful day. So, how was your day? Hope it wasn't too stressful. Oh, how can I forget? How can I even forget my lovely, wonderful, amazing people as supporters, as listeners, as sponsors? You guys are so amazing. You know that, right? And you know I love you so much. I really can't trade your love for anything. Thank you so much for always being there for us. A big tight always. You always get that big tight from me to you. Thank you guys so much. Now, people, are you ready for me? Are you really ready for me? Because I'm also here again. I'm here again with an amazing conversation. Yeah, you should trust me now. I'm always here with new package that you've not even had before. I will be here with them. We'll open it. We'll unwrap it. Then, you know, we'll spill it out. Let's know what's going on. Let's know what's happening. So, are you ready for me? But before that, let's flash back to our previous conversation. Just for you guys that are not there, let me just shed light on what happened last week. So, last Tuesday, I was not around on Wednesday because we did everything on Tuesday. So, on February 14th, we really enjoyed ourselves. We discussed so much. We discussed about Love Me the African Way. Oh, that topic was so nice. Oh, I wish I could continue the topic over and over again, you know, just discuss it. That was an amazing topic, you know. But yeah, that was that. For that, we discussed on how our forefathers loved, like how they loved, the way they loved, their love style, how they showed love, like in their own African way. And we have a lot of fun there. I mean, that topic is a spec, like it's an amazing topic. So people, let's go for today's conversation. I know you want to listen to what happened last week, but I've already told you now, you can always go and catch up to whatever you missed on our YouTube channel. So you can go there and check whatever you missed on the YouTube channel. All right, so let's go for today's conversation, because today's conversation too is going to be fun. You will really like it. Yeah, today's topic is relationship. Yeah, I think that's the root for lovers, you know. You start relationship, you know, gradually, then you get to the point of having a fiance, you know. It all starts with relationship, having a relationship, either your friend or you're not, you know. It just starts with relationship. And this relationship we are talking about, we have different types of relationships. We have, there is friendship, there is family relationship, romantic relationship, open relationship, marriage relationship. We also have platonic relationship, etc. There is still more, but because of our time, let me just mention those. And again, each relationship has its own issues. Each of those relationships have their own issues. But my main focus for today is romantic relationship. But first, let's define relationship. When you hear relationship, what comes up to your mind? You know, there are different types of it. I said it earlier. So when you hear relationship, what comes up to your mind? Let me just give you a little definition that most people define relationship to be generally. Relationship is the way in which two or more people or things are connected. It might be by blood or intercourse. Yeah, that's the definition of relationship. Like generally, most people call it like they just define it to be that way. Like I said earlier, we have types of relationship, and I've mentioned the types. So now let's focus on today's subtopic on relationship, which is on that relationship, and that's romantic relationship. Romantic relationship can be defined as mutual, ongoing, and voluntary interactions between two people, between two partners that has specific expressions of affection and intimacy. Should I come again? Romantic relationship can be defined as mutual, ongoing, and voluntary interactions between two partners that has specific expressions of affections and intimacy. It can also be defined as a long-term or short-term or married relationship that exists between spouses. I hope you're getting it now. Yeah, I already defined relationship at first. Now that one was for romantic relationship that we're focusing on today. There are types of romantic relationships, you know, like romantic relationship has its own, like they have different types under romantic relationship, because when some people hear romantic relationship, they might think it's, oh, boyfriend and girlfriend, oh, it's for dating is a general thing that we all know, that whenever we hear relationship, then we go to dating, which has it has more. It's more than dating. So people also like define their relationship to themselves. They label their relationship. So I'll just mention the types of romantic relationship that we have too, so that you would know that there are different types of relationship. There are different types of romantic relationship. I have types of it here, and I'll start with dating. We have dating that's under romantic relationship. We have dating, committed relationship, casual sex, casual relationship. We have situationship. That sounds very funny though, but it's still part of it. I'll give you the full definition of each examples before I leave today. So we also have ethical non-monogamy relationships, and of course they have their disadvantage and advantages. Trust me, there's nothing in this life that comes good, just good. We also have the good side and the bad side of everything. It's like we have left and we have right hand, so everything has its own sides. And don't forget that there are different issues that is involved in romantic relationship, in all relationship generally. But we are dealing with romantic relationship today. So yeah, we have issues that would likely come up in romantic relationship. Mostly, we have jealousy, we have boredom, we have lack of trust, we have conflict, we have infidelity, unrealistic expectations, psychological strife, and so on. People, I'll just go there for a short break. Please stay with me. We have a lot to talk about today. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
For you, oh, in my heart today's the perfect place for you.
Welcome back, guys. If you're just joining, you are on Dudu's Preferred Pan African Radio and you're listening to Mado. Welcome back to Lover's Next Show. So, before the break, we were discussing on relationships. Yeah, that's the main topic, but it has different subtopics. So, we are focusing on romantic relationships. And also, I've defined both relationship and romantic relationship earlier. So, let's dig into it. Let's talk about it. So, how do you define your relationship with your spouse? Or if I may ask, are you in a healthy relationship or a toxic relationship? How do you even know which one you are really practicing? Do you treat your spouse very well? How do you treat them? So I've mentioned types of romantic relationship earlier, that was before the break, and now I would define each type of romantic relationship. Like I would define each of them so that you would know which one you belong to. You won't get it twisted or mix it up. So I would define, then you know where you belong or the one you're practicing with your spouse. So here first I have dating. That's the one we generally, most people knows about dating. When you are in relationship, the first thing that comes up, dating, they are dating. The two of them, they are dating. Yeah, they are dating. What is dating? You know, dating is like the process. It's the process of intentionally spending time with someone to get their attention, to have fun together, get to know themselves. And sometimes it can just be about having fun without expectation. Or it can be about seeing if there is potential for a more long-term relationship. Dating is what most people used to know when it comes to relationship. Oh, I'm in a relationship. Oh, I'm dating that guy. Oh, I'm dating that girl. That's the general one most people know. But there is more to romantic relationship, which I'm going to clear it out, throw light on it for you today. Then you would know which one you're actually into. Let's talk about this topic. I know you're going to love it. You're going to enjoy it. So that's dating. The general one that happens between boyfriend, girlfriend, going out together, going on a date and everything like that, you know, they are just dating, going out, having fun all together. Sure, you get. So we have another one here, and that is committed relationship. Committed relationship is a long-term relationship. Like when two people agree to continue being in a relationship for the foreseeable future. Understanding themselves, work on getting together, nurturing their connections. Yeah, that's commitment, you know. There's more to it though, but I'm just throwing the lights on them so that you can know. You understand, like, you can know which one you're into. So that's committed relationship. So most people call that dating, but it's commitment. Like, it's a committed relationship. You know, those relationships are like dating, you'll be like dating for like 5 years, 6 years. They're not married, but they trust each other. They know what they can do. They know what this partner wants. They understand each other perfectly well. That they are very close to like getting married with each other. That's like, that's a committed relationship. They understand themselves. They try to grow together. You know, they nurture their relationship. That's committed relationship. You would have seen like that, and they call it dating too. Like, they're dating. It's more than dating. That is way more than dating. It's commitment. There is commitment there, and when there is commitment, it goes long way. When you commit to your partner, it goes a very long way. So it's not just something that you just break up and all that. Just break up. They understand themselves better. They have issues too, but I'm just trying to throw light on them. So I'm not going deep into it today. So that's commitment. That's committed relationship. Yeah. We have situationship. I know some of you will be wondering that which one is relationship, situationship again. Like, I wish it would be this one where I carry home again. Well, we have that too. We have situationship, and I'll be explaining it to you as well. You know, the relationship may have some qualities, or they can have like same qualities, but only the people that are involved, they are the only ones that labels and put like they labels their relationship. They know the kind of relationship they are into. So they know what name that goes for their relationship. So they have their own definitions. They have the way, you know, people have the way they define their relationship to be. And that's why I'm just trying to like give you some examples that I know it's common in romantic relationship, and most people get it mixed up. So situationship relationship has more emotional involvement than a friend with benefit scenarios. But a difference is like from the first type, it's different from like the first two that I just mentioned earlier. It's different from them. Their own is also different from friend with benefits. I don't know if you understand it. Like, are you feeling what I'm trying to say? Like, are you grappling? Well, I'm really enjoying it actually, because I'm getting to know more about relationship. Well, I'm fully prepared for you. I'm fully prepared for you guys today. So let's go. Yeah, I've defined the three types of romantic relationship. Let's add some more to make things easier. To know the ones you are into, and also to know what you want from your spouse. So we have number four, casual sex. I know this particular one will strike some people's mind like, well, say that we're friends with benefits. Una no una serva. Okay, so we have casual sex. That's like when two people, they like each other, they're friends. You know, there are some friendship, like they'll be so close, two different genders, they'll be so close. Very close. You find it so difficult to believe that they are not dating, that there's nothing going on between them. And there are some that they are genuine, actually, don't get me wrong. There are some that are genuine friendship. They might be two genders, but even still, they have nothing with each other. But this one I'm talking about is casual sex. It's like they like each other. They might be seeing themselves regularly, call themselves regularly, spend time together, but they are not interested in themselves like a serious relationship. Like they don't want to have serious relationship with themselves. No feelings, no emotions, just sex, nothing more. No hard feelings. They just enjoy their companies. I don't know if you're getting it. Like friends with benefits. I know you'd have had something like that. So friends with benefits are like that. They are friends, very close friends. They will be calling themselves bestie. But there is more to their bestie stuff. There's more to it. Like their bestie scenarios going on in their besties. There's more to it. So those ones are like casual sex. That's casual sex relationship. Mm-hmm. So the last but not the least that I have here, we have ethical non-monogamy relationship. Bam. From the title itself, it makes it so obvious how broad the definition can be. Well, this relationship, they are other types of relationship inside this relationship, this non-monogamy relationship between more than two people. It can be casual, it can be committed, it can be open, it can be dating, it can be sex only. That's like the relationship has multiple people for romantic and sexual partners and all that. That's that one, all those things, yeah, like plenty in one. All in one, yes, let me just say all in one relationship. That is ethical non-monogamy relationship. They have all in one. Have you ever come across some relationship like that, that they might be dating, sometimes they might be just sex partners? Like you don't understand, like it's a relationship of multiple people. Like I don't know how I'm supposed to put it for you to understand what I'm trying to say here. Like this relationship, it's like an open relationship. When you say open relationship, like more than two people can be dating one person. Do you understand? Yes, that's what I'm trying to say about this ethical non-monogamy relationship. One person can be dating two persons. One male can be dating like two females, and like they can be passing their self to their self to their self like that. Oh, I'm dating this, and like they have something with this lady today, they pass it with their friend and she will also agree and all that. You know, it's all in one relationship anyway. So guys, which one are you into? Like which one you did do? We will know, I beg. Let's know which way they do. Now that you've had the definitions, so which one are you into? Don't get it twisted. Just relax and think which one you're practicing with your partner. You know, also, I mentioned earlier, healthy relationship, toxic relationship. If you remember. Yeah. Let me throw a light on that too. Because it's actually another topic on its own. Toxic and healthy relationship, they are another topic on their own, but let me just add them to these ones, then you would know where you are. You know, I just wanted to know is until you know where you actually into, like what you are into, before you can know, okay, this is what you need to do next. You need to know yourself, know where you are, then you know the way out. If you're going to continue, or you are going to find a solution, is something you can adjust, or you're just going to like pull yourself out completely. So that's why I'm trying to like give you the friend definitions of like romantic relationship. Yeah, so I mentioned toxic and healthy. So let's go for toxic relationship. Most people, when they hear toxic relationship, they think it's like when the partner, one of the partner is beating one of them, you know, when they start beating them, eating them, you know, boxing and all that, abusing. That one is also abusing relationship, but it's an abusive relationship, but it's not mostly a toxic relationship. That's not the real definition of toxic relationship. Toxic relationship is not really about slapping your spouse or beating them. It's part of it though, but most time the partners don't beat, they don't eat, they don't beat their spouse before they become toxic, before the relationship becomes toxic. Yeah, let me give you like the definition. So toxic relationship, they usually have, there's usually a lack of respect in there. Like when you're in a relationship with someone, this person does not respect your feelings, it makes you feel devalued, it doesn't support you. Any little argument, it must be misunderstood and he pick it up easily. You know, that's a toxic relationship. Also, we have, it can be violent. Like if there's violence there, of course it's also toxic. But I'm trying to say that most toxic relationship, it might not be by beating the spouse. There's some other ways that you can make, that can make relationship be toxic. So he or she doesn't have to eat you before it becomes toxic. But when your well-being is being threatened in some way, like emotionally, psychologically, or even physically, then that's toxic. Of course, that's toxic. And again, if you're feeling insecure in your relationship, you're feeling jealous, you're feeling disrespected, like I said earlier, because toxic relationship has this thing in them. If you're feeling like he's disrespecting or she's disrespecting you, stuff like that, then you are in a toxic relationship. And as for healthy relationship, it involves honesty, trust, respect, open communication between you and your partner. Like it's an independent relationship. So now I think you should know the difference like between them. I think you should know, like with my explanation at least, you should know by now which one you want and the one you are into. So guys, let's talk about it. Like I'll give you that definition of relationships now that is under romantic relationship. So tell me, what do you think? How do you think it should go? Which one are you into that has to do with the examples that I've given you? Are you going to continue? Would you stop? Or is it something you can adjust? So I wish I had more time, but unfortunately the time is definitely not on my side. So let's stop here for today, then we shall continue to discuss about this next week. So by God's grace, I'm very sure we'll meet here. So beautiful people, don't forget to drop your comment with us. Let us know what you think on our social media platform at dudespray.com. And you can also call us on +1212-256-9117. +1212-256-9117. And for your hard words, sure, you know that we are always here for you, eh? So you can count on us. Just click on www.atdudespray.com or @jokeade@dudespray.com. Thank you so much, guys, for your time. By the special grace of God, we shall meet again. Same time, same show, same station with your baby girl for life, Mido. I love you guys so much. Take good care of yourself. Bye. Calling me the sugar with the your tea. Calling me the honey with the your bee. Anything you tell me, I dey believe. Showing me around like I lost my way. Telling all your friends.
friends and I me be bail. Baby, see me, I don't they believe, oh. Tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, make I know now. If you don't love me, tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, oh, make I know now. If you don't love me, oh, make you don't talk, say you love me, oh. Aye. If you don't need me, oh, oh, nobody talk, say you need me, oh. I take this love, oh, seriously, oh. Baby, oh, make you don't play me, oh. Nobody talk, say you love me, oh. Don't play me.
Public boss Kiki.
Say I get blocked, but now the other man you want to go and link up, oh baby.
Oh baby,
I know we say I even call the fake love, but I'm the sickest nigga you can find in this world, and it doesn't matter, baby, got to choose one already.
So tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, yo, make I know now. Yeah, if you don't love me, yo.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.